We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Rolling.
Hey, welcome to the Morning Wolfpack Share Your Salary podcast. I'm Matt McAllister. Emily's here.
Hi.
Slow Joe.
Yo.
And today would be the Tuesday edition. Take a listen to who we had on today and really stick with it until the end because it's a little bit of a mind-blowing experience. But yeah, trucking company owner slash operator Mike. Check it out.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
How much do you think a Space Needle window washer makes? Or a barnacle scraper on the Bainbridge Ferry?
Dude, you're not supposed to ask someone how much money they make.
Maybe, but we can guess. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask. Until now, the last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that judicial court reporter Joanne is making $130,000 a year. Cha-ching. We also had a lot of trucks on Share Your Salary lately, and Mike is no exception to the rule. Mike, by the way, resides in Vancouver, Washington. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good. Doing good.
Now, we understand you are a trucking company owner.
Yes, sir.
Here's how it's going to work. If it's okay with you, we're going to put a minute on the clock. We'll ask you a bunch of questions. When we're done, we'll play a song. We'll gather our thoughts. We'll come back. We'll all guess what we think you make, and I'll probably be right again. And then you're going to share your salary, Mike. You'll tell everybody in the Seattle area how much money you actually make as a trucking company owner. Does that sound good to you, Mike?
Perfect.
Sounds like you're on the road as we speak, yeah?
I am. It's illegal to talk, so I got a headset on, you know.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right, Emily, are you ready?
Yes.
Minute on the clock. Go.
Are you a solo or co-owner?
Co.
So you have always driven a truck?
Correct.
Is this a startup or did you buy into it?
Startup.
How many trucks you guys own?
Two.
How many employees?
Two.
Huh. What's the best road food?
Pizza.
Is this a long or short haul company?
Both.
What is the top speed on an 18-wheeler?
Well, ours is governed out at 65.
Do you employ any family members?
Yes.
How hard is it not to freak out when a car cuts you off merging?
Very easy.
How long have you owned this company?
3 years.
Who's got the best truck stop in the PNW?
Dubitz.
Do you ever work from home when you have to work at the office?
Yes.
What brand of truck do you like to work for or work with? Or what brand of truck do you guys like to own?
Freightliner.
That is all the time we have. Four questions. Mike in Vancouver, he's a trucking company owner. Sounds like owner-operator would be more to the point. Morning Wolfpack, if you want to help us out, text your guest right now to 46150. What do you think Mike makes every year doing what he does? And the cool thing is we're going to play this song and come back in 3 minutes. And we're going to find out because he's going to tell you. He is going to share his salary coming up next.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Mike. He lives in Vancouver, Washington. And as you can tell, he's on the road. He's a trucking company owner slash operator. Emily, what else have we just learned about Mike?
So this is a startup that he co-owns. They have two trucks and two employees and does employ family members. And he says pizza is the best road food.
Surprise. I've never heard that before. I figured the hot cheese would be an X factor. But anyway, listen, let's not ignore the facts. I've been on a roll lately. I've been winning it all. I'm probably in the overall lead, aren't
you? You are not. No.
Ah! So I'm going to use the text. Sam and Olympia, thank you for taking the time to text it in. You know, I like her guess because I think this is a very startup business. He's still driving. They're not killing it yet. They're probably investing profits right back into it. So I'm going to go on the low side for an owner with her and say $60,000 a year. Am I don't know who's next.
It's me. And because trucking is, I mean, it's a big business here and a lot of stuff needs moved, I'm going to go 150.
150?
Wow.
150.
Yes.
Are you crazy?
No.
Are you smoking?
No.
Joe, you're up.
Man, that's a big gap to be in the
middle. I know. Where do you go?
I'll go 70.
Yeah.
Make it easy.
All right. So we got 60, 70, and 150. Who knows? Emily, yeah. Who knows? So we have reached that point of the conversation, Mike, where you're going to end the guesswork. It's time to share your salary, my brother. How much you making every year as a trucking company owner? Here we go. The clearing of the throat. Drop a number.
Question first. You're wanting gross or you're wanting take home?
Gross.
$360,000.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Killing it.
Yeah. Wow.
You guys thought I was too high.
We thought you were nuts.
Yeah, you were really far away on the low side.
I was 210. Yeah.
Wow. You know,
we've got a couple really, really good accounts.
That's awesome.
Dedicated.
I guess so. These must be large accounts. Can you drop any names of said accounts?
I cannot.
Dang.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. Mike, wow. And I'm sorry. So how long have you been making this much money?
Well, like I said, it's gross. There's a lot that comes with that. That's not, take home. That's gross. But this has been this is actually our third year.
Am I right in that a lot of that gross you're putting right back into the company? Or are you living pretty good?
Yes. A lot of it goes right back into it.
You don't own multiple homes and have a boat and hang out with Bill Gates and stuff.
Nope.
Not yet.
All right.
Never done that.
Well, Mike, thank you so much for sharing your salary. We love you, buddy. Be safe out there and try not to lose your you-know-what when a little car cuts you off merging onto I-5 South.
Yeah.
I know it all too well because it's me.
Yeah, you do.
It's me. I can tell. It's me. I love you, Mike.
Thanks, man.
So to be fair, yeah, we kind of hashed that one out. 360 is at the end of the day, but then he's putting back $210, but still making $150,000,
$160,000.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Plus, I mean, at some point, you don't have to keep investing. It's a new business, so like he's going to be scraping all that home.
And what I was intimating at, and I think he knew this at the end of that, when there's a long emerging line, I'm the guy that goes all the way to the end, and I look for those semis, because you can always squeeze in front of a semi. Although I really try hard not to put them into any kind of a bind where they have to like slow down faster than they want to.
Yeah.
I look for a natural crease in the mix.
It's pretty easy.
I don't try to butt in.
Yeah, they take a while to get going, so you usually have a good opportunity there.
Look, I know how to drive aggressively. A lot of people don't. I know how to do it where, you're really just in your own space.
You do drive aggressively.
If you ever have to stop in the second lane of the freeway because you're trying to squeeze in, then you're basically...
Yeah, well, you're impeding the flow.
Oh, yeah, and you're asking to die.
And I'm willing to pay the risk.
I don't know about to die.
Yeah, the consequence is missing the exit. And I'm that guy. Like, I will do it. I'll be like, I'm not going to sit here and cause an accident. I don't want to get rear-ended.
Yeah, you just got to go.
Yeah. So, anyway, there's that. And then there's the almost homeless trifecta of yesterday.
Yeah.
Which both of you had homeless incidents. And I felt a little FOMO last night reading your daily What Happened to Me email. I'm like, how come I'm not getting attacked by a homeless person?
Man,
probably because I didn't leave my house yesterday.
Well, you've got... So, just to recap, Em, do you want to tell the story real quick?
Sure. So I park a block or so away, two blocks away, and I was walking to my car yesterday around 11, and I saw this lady who didn't look homeless. I mean, she had a nice bag. She had a nice dog that was clearly upkept, but you could tell she was off her rocker.
Right.
She either didn't take her meds or took too many meds. I mean, she was yelling at people and whatever. So I let her walk a ways ahead of me because I was like, I don't want to deal with this. Well, then she turned around and eye contact, and I knew like I was screwed. I mean, I was in her, like, locked on, laser focused.
You were the next target.
I was the next target. So she walked back down the hill towards me, and she's like, "You sprayed me in my face." You cussing, of course, but she was like, "I'm gonna make them check your bag." And I'm like, "I didn't do anything."
Did you say something?
Yes.
Or okay?
All I said was, "I didn't do anything." And she's like, "Yes, you did." And
what's your best guess? If you had to guess what she was talking about, like, what do you?
I'm guessing she got pepper sprayed at some point
in her life.
Maybe
she was like having a memory recall,
like a flashback.
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay.
But I'm not. It wasn't me. Clearly, okay. I'm guessing she did this to someone else, and they pepper sprayed her. Like, she attacked them for another reason. But I was the person that pepper sprayed her. So I was like, I didn't do anything. And as I'm walking around, she was like, yes, you did, and kicks me.
Oh.
Luckily, she missed me and hit my bag. But it's still, I mean, like,
it reverberated through me. She kicked hard. And then I was just like, ah, and she turned around. There's a guy watching it. And she's like, do you see what I did? But, and I just like walked away because I was right next to the door. I had to go in. And for a second, I was like, holy crap, I just got assaulted. Like, she totally kicked me. And
well,
I was
at least
like,
your bag did.
Yeah, well, she was aiming for me. Luckily, my bag got in the way. But it's like one of those, what's the point of calling the cops? Like, she's going to be long gone.
Yeah.
And then the whole way home, I'm thinking, what should I have done different? And of course, in your mind, you're thinking, I wish I, in that instant, had grabbed her foot when she kicked me and, like, flipped her over. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know, like a Bond move.
Full Patrick Swayze Roadhouse.
Yeah. But it's one of those, I knew there was no, because you also have that ego of, like, holy crap, you're not going to touch me. Like, I'm going to beat the crap out of you. But you can't, you cannot fight with someone that's clearly off the rocker.
Okay, so let's talk about this, though, honestly. Because I think on the air, we're all very, like, aware of what we say, and it upsets some people. Like, for example, we had somebody call in that was very offended that I compared this crazy lady to a horse for the horse's sake. It's like, horses are more normal than that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I guess my point is, like, how close were you? Because you know that adrenaline starts to flow. Mm-hmm. And I know you. You're feisty. Like, you told me about fighting girls in bathrooms at places before.
That's not true.
Wasn't that you?
No.
Have you ever gotten into a fight at a bar? In a restaurant?
No.
You talked about your friend getting into a fight one night.
I thought you punched a girl.
I've never punched anyone. I've gotten into one fist fight with my best, or not fist fight, but like physical altercation. It was with my best friend because she was on drugs.
She attacked you.
She attacked me, but like I don't like being touched. If you attack me, I will fight
back. So maybe just to that point, because you're scrappy. Ugh. How close were you to striking back?
Honestly, had I not, like, I saw it coming. Like, had she not laser focused, so I had fear in me where I was like, she's going to stab me, so I just want to get out of here. Had she just randomly kicked me, it would have probably been an instant like, oh, crap, no. But I knew she was crazy going into it, so I didn't, like, of course, like I said, I wish I could have flipped her over on her, but I was like, hitting her, like, she's only going to escalate. I can't win this fight. She has nothing to lose. You know, like, she'll fight to the death.
Plus,
probably.
She has crackhead strength. You don't know, like, some of those people, it takes 8 cops to hold them
down. So, had I just walking by and she kicked me, I probably would have punched. But knowing she was crazy, there was no way. I was going to let
her
do whatever.
Yep.
You did the right
thing. Unless she tried. And then I thought, oh my God, I'm glad she didn't, like, because I had a long ponytail, like, yanked my ponytail. I mean, she could have really hurt me. But, yeah, it could have been a lot worse. Luckily, it wasn't. But it definitely makes me more mindful of just, I mean, it was 11 o'clock, like I said, in the morning, people all around. Like, she didn't look crazy if you didn't pay attention to her and know that she's spewing stuff. But it definitely made me more mindful.
Well, something my father-in-law always taught his daughter, which is my wife, is just, and he's absolutely right. And I hear special, like, first responders and cops, just be aware of your surroundings always, because stuff like that, you always look back and you say, I never saw it, like, I never thought it would happen then.
Right.
But,
well, the funny thing is, I did, and I thought I gave myself enough room, but from now on, it's like, okay, until they are out of your sight, like, up the hill, or I should have crossed the street and walked up, but I thought I gave enough. I mean, there was half a hill, and you know our hills, like, she was because I was like, if she started walking slow, I don't want to be right behind her. But that little dog made her turn around, and bam, I was right there.
Yeah.
And a good ways away. I mean, she had to walk down the hill to meet me. So
you kind of never know when stuff's going to go down. There was a guy in the news who was just talking about his daughter. She was walking home from school, and this has happened twice in this Edmonds neighborhood where some creeper's been trying to lure these kids into his car.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was talking, he was like, she was getting off the bus and he was walking towards him, and he comes and meets her like halfway and they walk home, and he saw it go down. He saw the guy pull up and she was by herself, and she's like, get in the car, and she's like, no, and then she started to run, and anyway, dad chases the car on foot. But he said it, he's like, hey man, you just got to be aware of your surroundings. I'm so proud of my daughter. She did exactly the right thing, but you never know when it's going to happen.
Well, even when you are aware, I think when something like that happens, you realize, I thought I was aware, but I'm not.
I thought I was ready for this.
I think walking to work every day, I don't have ear pods in, and like I said, it's only 2 blocks, but it's cold, so I have my hood up, but I always look behind me, make sure. And then yesterday morning, one of the guys we work with, I hear him behind me go, hey, Emily. And I'm like, crap, how long has he been here? Like, I thought I was, so it's just been, you know, a kick in the butt, so
maybe you should do what she accused you of and get some pepper spray.
I do have some.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And that's what the funny thought was.
No, this is pepper spray.
When she was like, they're going to search your bag. And I was like, well, they will find pepper spray.
Right.
But yeah, so I said I had that altercation and emailed you guys, and then Slowjo, you were like, me too.
Well, it wasn't anything like that. He certainly didn't attack me, but I get the crazies all the time just because I live right here, mm-hmm. and we're right next to a bunch of hospitals and a bunch of just like where a lot of homeless people or a lot of drug addicts hang out. So it's really not uncommon. And so I've got, you know, the steps that go up to my door on the street. Mm-hmm. So every once in a while, somebody will just like post up there. Like I've had people sleep in there before, and, you know, I just kind of nudge them out. And yesterday I'm sitting there and I got the windows open, and Sophie was out doing like a house call for work. So she was gone. And I see this figure coming up the steps. And my first reaction is like, oh, okay, there's Sophie coming home. I'm like, wait a minute. She took the car, which means she would come in from the garage, which is the other entrance. So that ain't Sophie. The dog starts going nuts.
Is your door locked?
It wasn't, no. And it probably should be, and Sophie always locks it. I almost never do. Mm. And I've actually had like a lady walk into her apartment before, so it's probably
might want to lock that.
It's probably a good idea. But you know, during the day I typically don't worry about it. So this guy walks up the steps, and I'll just kind of, you know, sometimes people think it's like an office or something, and that's like the way to get in. I've had normal people come up to my door too, because it's just a busy street right next to the polyclinic. People think it's like a business. So I kind of just, if somebody comes up the steps, I'll kind of wait and see what they do. And this guy walks up the steps, and then he stands up there in front of my door, and he's just kind of like turning around in circles. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna have to help this guy on his way. And I open the door. I'm like, hey, dude, you need something? And he's like, oh. You know, I figured I'd just pop a squat and try to make some money. And he showed me a sign. He basically wanted to sit there and, you know, and panhandle. I'm like, dude, this is like the worst spot you could pick. You're not going to get any money. So you should probably move on. And he did, but you never know. Like he could have been super psycho crazy and tried to get into the apartment or something like that. You know,
when you say I had to get someone off my steps, I think that's terrifying. Like, is it worth it? Because what if he was stabbed you, or I don't know.
You know what? I don't know.
Maybe because you deal with it so much.
Yeah,
I'm
certainly desensitized to it a little bit, and so is my wife. And she has, like, speaking of like creepy walks to work, her walk, like, usually on the weekends I'll pick her up because she has to work later. Mm-hmm. But she walks from First Avenue and Virginia, which is like 10 blocks that way, all the way back up here.
Yeah.
And that's through the worst parts of downtown Seattle, and where all the attacks happen, like Freeway Park and by the convention center.
Does
and stuff
she
like
have
that.
Pepper spray or anything?
Yeah, she's got pepper spray.
Cool.
And she's hyper aware of her surroundings for good reason, because people often, it's more common than not that somebody says crazy things to her, you know, and people are like, she'll have people following her. She almost every time, I used to hate it when she would call me on her way home from work. But now it's like it's just part of the routine, because she wants to be on the phone with me in case something weird happens or whatever. And a lot of times it does. And you hear the weirdest stuff just sitting on the phone with her on her way home. So, you know, it's just it comes with the territory a little bit. I don't, you know, I guess the odds of something weird or bizarre or scary happening are increased by living downtown. But, you know, the benefits outweigh it, in our opinion. So, you know, as far as most of the people are just homeless, and they're not like they're not stabbing anybody or whatever. But, you know, it's definitely something that we're conditioned to deal with.
Well, and I don't think they're evil. I think that sometimes they don't know what they're doing.
Absolutely not.
So this one time we went down, we walked in Issaquah.
No!
Just bear with me here. We walked to the frozen yogurt place.
Oh, my God. It's
called Yum Yum Frozen Yogurt. No, not during salmon days. And we walked down there, and there was a live jazz band playing in the...
Oh,
and
my
it,
God.
It freaked us out a little bit because we're not used to seeing that, and we weren't really prepared. But we regrouped, and we walked... We got our fro-yo, and we ate it, and then we went home. But I tell you, that whole thing, like, we're thinking about pepper spray.
Good thing you are.
When's a jazz band going to pop up on you on a Sunday night in Issaquah? It's like, whoa! Old guys.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is, like, this is walking or, like, you know, but I was telling Andrew about this, and he goes, I've had this happen, but you're on the bus, so you're stuck. And he was one time, like, had my headphones in, and I was just kind of looking around up, you know, and I could tell this lady was, like, staring at me and screaming things. He was like, so at one point, I put my headphones down, and she was screaming, like, looking at him, like, you want to F me? You're going to rape me, aren't you? And, like, over and over, and he's like,
oh, my God.
He's like, I haven't even bought you a drink yet.
What the heck? Like, you want to argue back? And but she's so crazy. So he was like, I just got up and moved, and then she started screaming at the next guy that sat down, like, you're going to F me? And it's like, But no one on the bus is going to intervene because you can't do anything. But you're stuck for however long on this commute with this person.
Well, it's funny because you were talking about, like, you know, how could I have reacted? And I have that all the time. And it's, you're always better off when you don't do anything.
Right.
But there's some days when I'm just like in a crappy mood and somebody's out here like swinging a stick at a stop sign. And I'm like, all right, I got to walk my dog by this guy. And I wish you would, you know what? Like, do something. Like,
because, hey, like, free ass whooping.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's weird. Like, it sucks to be in that state of mind because you kind of like, you just like feel like you want some sort of confrontation, but they're not, that's not what they're looking for.
No, they're just out of their brains.
Off, yeah, they're just off their
rocker.
You
can't negotiate with a terrorist. No. You can't reason with crazy.
Yeah, so yeah, it's always, as much as I daydream about like different reactions and stuff like that, I'm always really happy that I haven't had one
yet. Okay, yeah, okay, so we'll wrap it up with this, because a guy I know was in that position that you were in, where he was in a bad mood and he just wanted to beat somebody up.
Yeah.
And he was working, and he sold cars, so he was out in the car lot, and across the street there was like this real shady liquor store where there's always stuff going down, and so he saw a guy over there, and I think the guy was like robbing somebody in the parking lot.
What?
Yeah.
And there was one guy, he was robbing somebody, and then one police officer showed up, but this guy had like superpowered drug strength.
Yeah.
So he starts to overpower the cop and beat the cop up, and it's just one guy.
Yeah.
So he's telling me the story, and he's just this really funny guy, but he was like having a bad day, and he's like, you know, I'm watching this police officer, you know, get beat up, or and I'm like, man, I'm gonna help that guy out, because hey, free ass whooping, right? I get to whoop this guy's ass for nothing.
Yeah.
So anyway, long story short, he goes over there, ends up like beating this guy up with the cop.
Right.
And he's like, it was awesome. I got to beat a dude up for free, and I got the guy thank me for beating up a guy.
See, that's my real fantasy, is like helping somebody. Hey, like saving
helping
somebody.
A cop.
Yeah.
He might even let you shoot his gun. Like, here, hit him with a taser. Good job, man.
I can tell you, I've never had that thought of wanting to, like, I just want to beat someone up.
Well, yeah.
No, you'd have
that
to be
a testosterone.
You'd have to be a deranged morning guy on another radio station to walk away from a verbal degree. I gotta go beat somebody up. That is not a normal headspace thought. I want to avoid fights at all costs.
Yeah.
There's one point in your life as a guy when you're like 20.
Yep.
Where you want, like in high school and college, like sometimes you're like, does testosterone or something, where you're like, you got to test yourself against another guy and get into a fight. Other than that, yeah, I mean, I had friends that used to wear running shoes when we would go out, because they were the guy that would run or fight or whatever. Yeah. Like, yeah, man, I got to be ready. Like, okay.
Yeah, it's nice to grow out of that.
Yeah, it's now you just, it's always cool. Like, now the rule is, if you lose your temper, you lose in general, in life.
Mm-hmm.
Just now it's just about not trying to get my wife to punch me, not getting into other fights.
That's helpful.
All right, we love you guys. Thanks for checking out the podcast. Tomorrow, we're back. I believe we have a vet tech / like practice manager type, Julia, coming on. So should be good, especially if you love the animals. Yeah. So we'll see you tomorrow. Please come back. Check out the podcast. We love you. Bye.
The Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister.
Weekday mornings from 5 till 9.
On 100.7 The Wolf.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.